Hello and welcome to a new season of Beyond the Base Paths. I'm Josh Franz, joined always by Gabe Cordova Hawthorne. We're going to start out today's show by going over the picks that we made last year for both the wild card and division winners, show you how wrong we were, and how we think the season will finish up. So, Gabe, let's start with you. Your pick for the NL West this year was your hometown D-backs.
Yeah, I thought the D-backs, I thought they were going to have a good season. I actually... between us, I'm pretty sure I picked him for the World Series. I thought that outfield was going to produce a lot more. Justin Upton just did not have the year anybody was expecting him to. He has something like 100 runs and just less than 70 RBIs. I mean, that's not enough for your typical power hitter. Their pitching staff just underproduced. Ian Kennedy, he's starting to pick it up, but just didn't have the year I thought he was going to. Daniel Hudson, Tommy John surgery wasn't even a factor. I mean, I think that it was far off. Yours was a little better, right?
No, my pick to win the division was the Giants.
Oh, okay. So,
I got that right.
Better.
Yes, I'm 100% surprised that I picked a rival and it actually worked. I guess that's how I knew that I wasn't focusing with my heart and my actual brain.
Yeah, exactly.
Because everybody knows I would hate to see the Giants win the division, and that's exactly what they're doing right now.
Didn't they clinch it not too long ago? I'm pretty sure. If I'm not wrong. Or they're really close to clinching it.
They've either clinched or... there just isn't really a possibility that they're losing
yep,
it at this
clinched.
Point.
They clinched.
All right, so right now second place in the division is the Dodgers, who was my wild card pick. At the moment, they're 3.5 back. I think St. Louis is about to win their game to make it 4, and the Dodgers are playing right now scoreless early on. It doesn't look like I'm too right about that pick. Yeah. It's gonna be tough with four games with like 8 to play.
I think we can safely say that you're incorrect with that pick.
All right, I'll admit it right now. I'm wrong. I would love to see them come back and finish the year strong, not lose another game. But even then, St. Louis looks like they have it locked up.
How far back are the Diamondbacks? They're probably if they can finish. They're 2 back of the Dodgers right now. It's possible that the Dodgers finish 3rd in the division. Could you believe that?
After the start that they've had and the work that their GM has done for the players to not perform is just—it's unjust.
Apparently, Don Mattingly is going to stay no matter what. That's what the ownership's saying. They're backing him. So,
I think he needs another year to prove what he's got.
He's got the whole team back. Carl Crawford's actually going to be healthy, maybe.
Well, healthy is an outfielder coming off Tommy John, which I don't know if we've ever seen before.
Yeah, but I mean, he can still hit the ball. He's a better leadoff than Shane Victorino. Then you got Shane Victorino hitting in your 2. I mean, I think Carl Crawford's a better leadoff.
They're not going to have both of them. They're going to have one of the 2 because they're both left fielders. They're not taking out Kemper Ethier. So one of them's going to play left field.
You're right.
And, right.
Well, Carl Crawford's starting over Shane Victorino.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Shouldn't be. I wish we had a DL. That'd be awesome.
Yeah,
be like
DH.
The Astros and go to the AL West.
DH,
exactly. My Giants pick worked out.
Division worked.
For the division winner.
Wild card, not,
wild card, not so much. I think the wild card right now, it's going to be Cardinals and Braves.
You think Cardinals? I'm going to actually pick Brewers and Braves, but...
You think... Well, they've been hot.
Yeah.
For about 35 games now.
Yep. Reminds me of what the Rockies did not too long ago.
Yeah, I think the Rockies have better talent than we see in the Brewers now.
But they have a guy named Ryan Braun who either took steroids again or was a really great baseball player to begin with.
Yeah, we don't know if it's affecting him all this year, but he's putting up similar numbers, which means
better.
One of two things. It's either a natural, which we knew already,
yeah,
or
he took
steroids last a while.
Or maybe he was a natural and then took PEDs and then stopped taking
steroids. No, that's Barry Bonds.
I know that he stopped taking the steroids and is still he's like, wow, I'm still really good at this anyways, so
right.
Doesn't matter.
The Cardinals right now are even with the Brewers.
I don't know if they have any games against each other, but...
Oh, excuse me, that's not right. Hold on just a second. The Cardinals are...
Oh, they're like 5.5 of them. Oh, wow.
They're one above the Brewers.
One?
No, I'm reading. I can't read.
They're 4.5, 5 games, 5.5, 4.5.
4.5 to go. There we go. I figured out how to read. The 4.5 games above the Brewers.
Yeah, the Brewers aren't making it. I was picking with my heart.
Yeah, the Dodgers are actually a half game better than the Brewers.
So can I'll we give just... it to the Cardinals.
All right, so Cardinals, Braves win the wild card.
I think Braves win it between them.
Yeah. The second team that you had winning the wild card.
Baseball gods love Chipper.
Everybody loves Chippers.
Right? How can't you?
Unless you're a Mets fan.
Oh, I'm rooting for him. I picked him to win the division this year.
You did pick him to win the division, and you're not too far off.
No, not too bad.
Who knew the Nationals would have the best record in baseball?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely not me. And now without Steven Strasburg, oh my gosh, what are they doing with him? Why not just let the kid pitch? You're in a pennant race. You have a chance to win the World Series with Steven Strasburg as your ace.
But do you see, that's a topic I'm kind of the opposite way on. Do you want to jeopardize 1 year of potential winning for 18 years of a Hall of Fame career?
Absolutely.
I would let it last out. Most pitchers
who have... Look what happened to the Diamondbacks. They're not back this year. Everybody thought that they had a chance to be back. There were professional analysts that were picking them to win it, and now they got nothing.
But most Hall of Fame pitchers... I don't know. I'm not going to count strong to the Hall of Fame pitcher. He's got the stuff to have a Hall of Fame-type career. And if he has that type of career, most of those guys have a chance later in their career to win a ring.
I guess, but I mean...
And they have so much young talent.
Because if they make the playoffs and they lose, then we're all saying, oh, what if you had Strasburg?
But then we have this conversation in 4 years.
Yeah, exactly. Or if they win without him, then it's like, well, they didn't even need him. Imagine what he's going to add to them next time they're in the playoffs.
It's something that we're going to have to see over time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's move more to the Central. You and I both had the Brewers winning the NL Central.
Yeah. I should have picked the Reds. I always rooting for them.
I listened back to our old podcast today when we picked the shows. You said, the Reds are a sleeper. Look out for the Reds. They can do damage this year, but I'm not picking them. So you saw it coming.
I knew they had the potential to do it.
But you didn't make the picks for it.
I couldn't pull the trigger.
But you knew something I didn't know, and I'm very impressed by that.
Yeah, right on. I'm glad that I knew that then. Clearly right about something.
All
right,
so the Brewers aren't making the playoffs. Let's move on to the East. You had the Phillies winning the wild card. I had the Phillies winning the division. We're both wrong.
Yeah, pretty bad. Pretty bad on that one.
We knew the injuries were going to hurt them.
Yeah, but Chase Utley didn't come back till three quarters into the season.
So they were out a lot longer than we thought, and then they traded Hunter Pence and Shane Victorino. Pretty much gave up on the season.
Kept him? Oh my god!
Because they've come back strong the past few weeks, just like the Brewers have. They just had a little more ground to make up, and it didn't work out.
Exactly.
So both wrong on that end. Now we can. You want to move on to the American League? I think we did a little better with our picks in the American League. I have the Texas winning the division. You have the Angels winning the division.
Yeah, Angels don't look like they're gonna really. I don't even know if they're gonna make the playoffs, man.
No, doesn't look like it.
They got the A's in front of them. They have a weak schedule ahead of them. I know they get to play the Mariners five more times, I think. So that's a little favorable, but they still need the A's to fall, who have a tough schedule. And
the A's are one of the most inconsistent teams this year, but when they're on, and they've been on a lot lately.
Yeah, I guess, but they still have a tough schedule, a really tough schedule.
They do. Let's see, how far back are they right now?
The A's.
No, I'm sorry. The Angels behind the A's. The Angels...
Are there only two behind them, so...
Okay. Only two back with seven to play.
Yeah, that's doable. That is doable.
It is. I think the A's are going to hold on.
You think? I think that the Angels can actually catch them. I think they end their season with 3 games against the Mariners, and that's going to be huge.
Yeah, they're moving... They're going to Seattle... Or they're home against Seattle starting tomorrow.
Yeah, so...
And Oakland's going to Texas.
Oof.
However... Texas might not have anything to play for.
They're still going to play it out.
But you don't want to risk injury. When you have Josh Hamilton, Adrian Beltre,
you put Mike Olds out there at third base. They're perfectly fine there. Even give Elvis Andrews a break. You got Jerks and Profar.
There's a reason they're not starters, though. They're not the same guys.
Yeah, they're not the same guys, but they're still top-quality prospects that they're expecting to eventually... take over those starting positions. There's rumors that Elvis Andrews might be traded for Justin Upton. That's not necessarily rumors, but it's out there. People are looking into it.
I think you win if you get either guy in that trade. They're both studs.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Diamondbacks trade, but they get a little more, but plus Elvis Andrews, so that's a solid. But I mean, those people can come in and still do their job. Jerickson Profar has 2 home runs on the year. In just a few at bats, so I mean, I don't think that the A's are gonna have an easier game even if they sit those players.
All right, yeah, the A's are gonna be in for a tough battle down the stretch. 7 games to go, down 2. I think they're gonna pull it out. You think they won't? We'll see in a week how it ends up.
Yeah, and then AL East, Looks like the Yankees and the Orioles. Quite a battle going on out there. What, Orioles are one back, I think.
Yeah, you had the Yankees winning the wild card and the Rays winning the division.
So I knew one of the smaller market teams was going to make it, but I picked the wrong one.
Yeah, I didn't see the Orioles having this kind of year. They started off great. Give credit to the manager, what they've done there. I didn't have them as a playoff contender at all.
Yeah,
I'm surprised. It's nice to see somebody in that East.
Change of pace, right?
Other than the Red Sox.
Yeah. Jeez, that was just a mess.
All right. I don't think their manager should be their manager anymore, but I also said that when he got hired.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Both of us were saying that. That was absolute garbage. What a bad hire.
I don't think Bobby V will be there more than a week longer than the season.
You know, I think it's tough when you bring in a new manager, though, because what does it say? Like, we were completely wrong picking you then when we did? That's like admitting it. I think when you get a manager, you got to give him at least 2 years to do something with the team. They were decimated by injuries.
I would rather admit I'm wrong and start playing better than not admit I'm wrong and stay with a terrible manager.
I don't know. They were hurt a lot this year. Jacoby Ellsbury was out all year. Their pitching staff just never could figure it out. They wasted a bunch of money on John Lackey and Daisuke Matsuzaka. Now they freed up a bunch of cap room.
Yeah, they need
a huge trade with your Dodgers.
They need to start rebuilding. Because they can rebuild around Pedroia and Ellsbury.
They don't know how to rebuild. They just rebuy.
But they maybe that's why they went 86 years without a World Series ring.
Seriously.
But I think they would do better with a younger manager. Somebody who's going to be around a while to rebuild, let these young guys come up, play through, and just get better through years. I don't think they can go from worst to first at this point.
Yeah, fair enough.
So the Orioles might win the division.
I'm rooting for them, but I think the Yankees can hold on. And then the Rays are only two back of the Orioles. I think they're like two back of the A's, too. So they still have a shot to. We saw what they did last year. I mean, I'm not counting the Rays out at all.
I'm not counting the Rays out either, but I'm counting them out more than I'm counting them in. I think the Yankees are going to end up winning the division.
They're only two back of the A's right now.
They are.
They still have a chance to win that final wild card.
That would be
spot.
Phenomenal if we get three AL East teams.
Yeah, right.
Two small market teams and the Yankees.
Yeah, see who wins.
I mean, they would have to go up against each other, which is kind of unfortunate, so we wouldn't get to see both of them move on.
Yeah. But still, it'd be cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the two teams that have the wild card right now are going to be the two teams that have the wild card at the end.
Fair enough.
Think it's going to be Baltimore and the A's.
Fair enough.
We skipped right over the AL Central.
We wanted to save it for last. We wanted to give you guys... let you guys wait a little bit for that one. Apparently, news is that they're tied now.
They are.
So, we got a tie race, or two teams tied for their division.
The White Sox.
Seven games to go.
White Sox and Tigers are tied for the division, both 82 and 72.
Doesn't get much better than this.
Neither one of them has a chance at the wild card.
No.
So they're fighting for a division title or a long summer.
Yeah. Or couch. Oh,
that's yeah. They're gonna battle it out. Who do you think is gonna pull this one out?
Tigers, hands down. They have a weaker schedule coming up. They have the Royals and the Twins to close out their season.
Well, the Royals are in third place, and the White Sox play Cleveland, who's in fifth place. So they both have pretty easy schedules coming up.
Yeah, I still see Detroit pulling it out. I just think that the White Sox haven't been nearly as hot at the end of this season.
Fair enough. I was trying to convince you to take the White Sox because I'm taking the Tigers. That didn't work out too well. We're allowed to agree on something, though. But yeah, Miguel Cabrera.
I hope he wins a Triple Crown. I hope it happens.
It's not something you see twice in a lifetime, and this is the one opportunity to see it this year.
Exactly.
I would love to see him win the Triple Crown. He's up there in every category. Hopefully... Josh Hamilton sits out a couple games with the Rangers because they have nothing to play for.
I'll root for that.
And Miguel Cabrera can win it. Now what happens, say we're both wrong, the White Sox don't make the playoffs. I'm sorry, the White Sox win the division. We're both wrong.
I'd hate to see that.
And Miguel Cabrera gets the Triple Crown. We're going to have our MVP special next week on the show.
Yeah.
But just something to think about.
Yeah.
Can Miguel Cabrera win the MVP without making the playoffs? Because Matt Kemp didn't make the playoffs. He put up MVP numbers better than Braun last year.
So I think that would depend on if Trout made the playoffs too then.
I don't have Trout making the playoffs. If the Angels make the playoffs, Trout's by far my MVP.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the way he turned around that team, if he came in opening day, they'd be fighting for a division spot in my eyes.
Yeah.
All right, so should we move on to our all-century teams now?
Yeah, I think that's a good place to wrap it up.
We previously had picked our starting pitchers, our relieving pitchers, our catchers, and our first baseman. Let's move on now to middle infield. We're going to pick our second baseman today on the program. Why don't you go first, Gabe? Tell me who you got.
I am going to pick one of my favorite players to watch while I was growing up watching baseball at that time. I'm going to pick Alfonso Soriano. We're giving him second base.
He played it enough of his career in Texas, exactly. New York. He's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, he didn't switch over until 2006. We did the Nationals. So if it was fantasy style, he'd be second base and outfield eligible. He's just been a solid second baseman, always hitting over 280. Has a chance to give you a 40-40 season. Almost did it three times. Did it once his 1 year with the Nationals. He's just always been solid. Never really been on that great team except for the Yankees, obviously, but they seem to always be great. Later in his career with Nationals, Cubs, so people probably didn't hear of him as much, but he still put up great numbers. Hit over 20 home runs at the least amount of home runs he hit was 20. Still got you close to 10 stolen bases, so he was still solid for the team. He's getting older now, but like his early stuff in the decade, definitely great stuff.
Yeah, a lot of baseball historians like to say that you win with pitching and defense. Alfonso Soriano is probably the worst example of that. He did not play any position on the field.
I'm taking the position of Jim Leland in this, and I'll take the extra runs and hits for the lack of infield, I guess. I think I remember my first baseman, and I want to say I picked Pujols. I think I got him out of that.
Yeah, I let you have Pujols so that I could take Todd Helton.
Yeah, so he can... I
Pujols can cover Pujols. Enough ground over
yeah,
there.
I trust Pujols to cover that ground. Then Alfonso Soriano just kind of... He needs to just cover his little space. I'll get a shortstop that can cover up the middle just fine.
Yeah, hopefully that ball doesn't go between his legs. Would you be surprised? You'd be surprised. I'm taking a guy who really wasn't known for his defense either. Played a lot of years for the team I hated, the San Francisco Giants. Made it to a World Series there. Good thing they didn't win. Yeah. Then he moved on and played for my LA Dodgers, where it was kind of conflicted emotions. Hated the guy, but wanted him to do well at the same time.
He always did pretty well.
I'm taking Jeff Kent. Jeff Kent from the year 2000 to the year 2007. Never hit worse than 289. Never did worse than 14 home runs. Those are pretty good numbers for a second baseman. It's not a position you see a lot of power out of.
Yeah, exactly. If you can get production out of second base, jeez.
I mean, if you look at his 2002 year, 37 home runs and a .313 average. That's the kind of guy I want on my all-century team.
Absolutely.
I mean, that might have been during the steroid era. Who knows?
He was Barry Bonds' teammate, after all.
I'm sure they spent a lot of time together. But we're not saying Jeff Kent took steroids.
Absolutely
we're not going to put that out there.
Absolutely not.
I've never met the guy. Heard some interesting things about him, but we're not going there. But it's kind of coincidental because, what do you see, five guys in the bigs hit 37 home runs now?
Yeah.
And he was doing it as a second baseman.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I have Todd Helton, so he can take up a lot of the defensive positioning for Jeff Kent, and he could stand there and do his thing too.
Yeah, definitely.
I guess we're going for power in our order.
Yeah, we'll get as many hits and home runs as possible. Just like the Yankees, right?
Well, luckily for you, Alfonso Soriano could also steal bases.
Yeah, definitely. So he adds another dimension to my team. He'd give you 100 RBIs too, which is nice.
Yeah, he can do a lot for you. I mean, you can plug in almost
RBIs.
Russell Martin, and he'll get a lot of RBI in that Yankees lineup,
yeah,
though.
Very true.
But Alfonso Soriano definitely held his own no matter where he's went. So unless we have any other stories to talk about today, do you have anything?
No, I don't really have anything. Just disappointed in my D-backs. I thought they could pull it out, but I mean, they're leading the Giants right now, but I don't think that they have any chance of winning that wild card spot. That's probably my biggest story of the year.
Well, there's always next year.
That's what most of the teams are saying right now.
I guess the NFL refs can't say that. Nobody's happy about it, but let's get them back as soon as possible.
Yeah,
and we'll be back next week with our MVP picks for the year, our Cy Young picks for the year, our Rookie of the Year picks for the season, and we'll give you our shortstops for our all-century team.
Absolutely.
Until next week, with me, Gabe Cordoba Hawthorne.
Peace.
And I'm Josh Franz. Have a good week.